What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to start with Jim in Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. I don't have a problem with people going back to work, but I do believe that the company should give each worker some kind of test to make sure that they don't have a virus, and also it should be a safe working environment, because if not, you're going to have major lawsuits, you know, throughout the country.
Well, I understand that a lot of employers are now having returning workers sign a contract indemnifying them and saying, if you come back to work here and you catch coronavirus, it's not our fault. Which I don't agree with, by the way.
Say it again, please.
I said I don't agree with that either, but apparently if you don't sign the contract, you don't get your job back.
Isn't that kind of blackmailing people?
Yeah, it does cross the line into extortion.
Yeah, because, again, I don't have a problem with people going back to work, but I think these companies should provide some kind of safety. And not only that, though, this is something that no one's really talking about. Look at the medical costs. If you do get this virus, who's going to pay for that, especially if you don't have any insurance?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're young and you're not on Medicare and you don't have insurance, yeah, it's gonna run up a huge bill.
Right. And, Michael, my final comment, what's your comments about this new whistleblower that worked for the FDA?
I think I've missed that one. Could you give us a quick rundown?
Well, this is the guy that tried to warn the FDA that this virus was coming, and also he got sort of maybe given a poor position because he was against this malaria drug that Donald Trump was promoting, and he said he was getting pressured to approve it because there were some people that were supporting Donald Trump and this particular drug, and they wanted to pass because it would not only help certain corporations, it would make Donald Trump look good. So now the guy has been, you know, on the back burner as far as his job. He's going to be testifying in front of Congress next week.
Well, we'll definitely have to pay attention to that, and I have to admit I missed that one amidst all the other news that was going
right
through here.
Right.
But absolutely.
Right, and you know, and finally, what do you think about those Russian scientists that were thrown out of the window, and they claimed that they committed suicide?
Yeah, that's kind of a little weird. I mean, one suicide I'll buy. Three, no.
Only in Russia.
Well, so, I don't know. Look how many suicides we've had here. We had that one doctor in New York committed suicide. It was just that run down from the coronavirus.
Oh, you're talking about the lady, Dr. Green?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go because I know you have other callers. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Robert in Illinois. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Perhaps Jim should really do some research and really know that there's really no true test for coronavirus or what they're actually doing. All these tests, they're really DNA scraping, dude. You know, so really, people really need to start expanding their search and what they're hearing and so on and so forth. We're not denying that there's this COVID strain out there, but all the same, most of what we're getting is disinformation. I'll leave it there for that moment. You know, you were talking about General Flynn in the beginning, and how
yes,
you were like they didn't want Flynn in there because he was going to overturn. They're afraid there's going to overturn stuff Obama did. Look, really, there's all sorts of reasons. So there's a laundry list of why they wanted to get rid of Flynn. His policies, his thoughts, is why they got rid of him in the first place and so on and so forth. But they needed to get Flynn out of there so they could get their spy in there. And I believe it was McMaster that took Flynn's place. And McMaster was a spy, a double agent. He was one of the bad guys as far as we're concerned. So that was really, truly a primary reason. So they were going after Flynn for anything and anything to get him out of there. So we call this the assassination file, the Trump assassination files of all the different optics from Strzok Page, Powers, Clapper, Brennan, you name it. The list is long, man, you know?
Yeah. James Comey has to fit in there as well.
Absolutely. You know, that Chinese, I probably brushed across that Chinese dude that, you know, the suicide thing and whatnot. You know, there's a lot of money, power, and deception involved in this whole thing they're pulling off now. So if this guy did actually have some legitimate thing going on that debunked or whatever you think, that's plenty of motive. You know, and then, you know, for this other person to have whatever, you got to think, A, he was probably an assassin. He got paid to be the assassin. Now either the people that paid him took him out, or he did an MK Ultra, you know, where he took himself out. You know, you got to
could be.
I mean, these things do exist.
Could be, but it's very, very strange, you know, that they really were emphasizing he was on the verge of a major breakthrough.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I mean, we see it from, I always forget the guy's name, allegedly assassinated Bobby Kennedy, but, you know, I mean, the Manchurian candidates that, you know, they take their own lives and so on and so forth. Last thing I'll leave you with is that last thing with Don Lemon. Well, everybody pretty much knows, anybody knows that Don Lemon is openly homosexual. Well, we also have the belief, which is fairly decently documented, that Michelle Obama is actually Michael LeVon Robinson, linebacker, shoulders, and so on and so forth, and it's pretty much a male with a boob job and a large shaving bill. So for Don Lemon to say that, that's why. You know, I mean, he's a punk. He's a CIA agent punk, and he gets the name Lemon because his handler always say, pucker up, pucker up. Anyway, I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch to Joe in Houston. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Boy, that last caller stole my thunder about Don Lemon. I mean, of course the homosexual is going to be attracted to Michelle Obama with those wide shoulders and the big, strong arms and stuff. Not that Melania doesn't have big shoulders herself, but she's very feminine. I mean, she's incredibly beautiful woman, and Michelle looks like a tranny you'll see on Martin Luther King Avenue and in a bad neighborhood. But it just kind of once again kind of shows the scene. And every time these people just can't help exposing themselves, can they? There's something magical in the air. I know we're going to be headed for some hard times as far as what this coronavirus is going to cause economically and such, but these people, you know, it's kind of like, putting a mouse or something on an electric football game. That's what's happening to the people in the whole world. It's kind of, everybody's going to be doing weird things and exposing who they really are, their character. So it should be interesting times. I got my COVID test swab done today. It's very uncomfortable, but we'll see if I test it out. And I wanted to comment on the Mark Twain prayer when I thought about it, and then it dawned on me, like, why did it, you know, resonate? And it was very, and then I thought about that movie, All Quiet on the Western Front, you know, the old one. And they must have stolen a lot of that movie from that prayer, you know? I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen that, the old one. It's about a German soldier, and, you know, how he went off, rah, 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 you know, and all the flag waving and bands and stuff. And then and the school, you know, and then he comes back as a soldier and he's at the school and he like freaks out, like, because they want to show him as a hero. And it was nothing heroic about war. And I wanted to add a book that people should read if they get a chance. It's called Johnny Got His Gun. It's also a World War II anti-war book. And it really is. It's very shaking. And I mean, I don't want, you know, people to get the wrong idea about me that I'm some kind of warmonger. I'm not. But I do think we need a military. I wish we weren't an empire. And I think that most of the wars that we've gotten involved in and that the dirty things that we've done as a country were not really because of the military. They were more because of the intelligence agencies and the dirty tricks that we play with neocons, Zionists. I think that and government people, I think generally mostly that the people in the military are you know, just following orders kind of guys. They do, you know, we do need a military. I think that you can be somewhat pacifistic and not want war and realize that a way to avoid war is to make it appear that if you screw with the country, it's going to be painful, and therefore a war is avoidance. So I think military is a necessity. I think that the way we have to stop things like Iraq and Afghanistan and 9/11 and events like that is to punish the intelligence community and the FBI that lie when they investigate these attacks against us. And that's why you'll hear me out. You've heard me call many times about that. And I hear a lot of people, they call in about the military, and I think that they're misdirected. I think that, once again, that it's the intelligence agencies that are really the dirty tricksters in this. And I think we should stay focused on them as the enemy. Now, once again, I would like to see our military reduced. I think we should go back to the Monroe Doctrine and avoid any kind of foreign conflicts. But I do think that it's important to maintain the sea lanes as far as a trading power that we are. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. So I just wanted to clarify that. I wanted to thank you for your great radio show. And we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much there. And I agree our military could be reduced. I mean, you know, we have this nuclear arsenal. Nobody's going to invade our country. And as far as the sea lanes of communication, it justifies having, you know, some form of Navy. But the bottom line is that any nation that blocks the sea lanes of communications could be hit with a nuclear weapon. And that could be the deterrent right there. In fact, if you really think about it, the nuclear deterrent is really all the military that we need to keep peace in the world.
I'll go back to the Monroe Doctrine and the fact that nobody interferes with our trade. I think, like I brought up two anti-war movies about World War One, and mm-hmm. people talk a lot about wars, and that was the most destructive war to our country of any war we were involved in. Well, maybe the Civil War was worse, but that really led to World War Two. Our involvement in World War One led to the problems with Zionism in Israel. It led to Hitler's rise. It led to the communist takeover of Russia. If we just wouldn't have gotten involved in that war, there would have been a peace between Germany and France and England on fair terms. Our involvement in World War I was the biggest disaster foreign policy-wise in our country's history. And it's an important war that most people don't really study, look into, or remember, and it was a little while ago. And real quick, though, I saw Trump at the Lincoln Memorial, and I don't like the way that Lincoln is, like, glorified. I think Lincoln was one of the worst presidents this country ever had. I mean, he was the president when over 500,000 Americans slaughtered each other in a war that was unnecessary, and that war was unnecessary. And I don't understand how, to this day, a man that caused that much destruction can be, you know, put up on such a pedestal.
Let's not let the Confederacy off the hook on this one, because it really ultimately was their idea.
Well, I think it could have been avoided, and I keep saying that. It's like it was a war of northern aggression. I mean, the war was aggression by the North on the South. There was very, you know, and I think if they just would have not resorted to military violence, it would have ironed itself out. You know, they let radicals, crazy radicals and abolitionists, hijack the government. And that's basically what happened. And it started a war. And then there's other things involved. I mean, I'm not saying anything great about the Confederacy. I think they were stupid. The fact that they got extra political power for slaves is wrong. I mean, either the slave is a human or he's not, and it's, you know, so there was a lot of issues that were wrong on that respect. But I think that having a war that was so destructive and could have been somewhat avoided, and I just think that making a hero out of Lincoln for that is, you know, it bothers me. And that's just my opinion, and I stand with it.
Okay. Well, around here, of course, Lincoln is highly regarded. I live just a couple of miles from his boyhood home. And, you know, it's all done up, and there's a park there and a recreation of the cabin and all the rest of it. So around here, yours would be an unpopular opinion, which doesn't make it wrong. I'm just saying around here, people very much revere Abraham Lincoln.
Well, I mean, he was in a high and what incredibly intelligent. He had such, you know, if you read about him, I've done a lot of reading about him. His wit was incredible. I mean, but once again, I do think that that war was avoidable. And
I think so, too.
And it's just, it was so destructive. There's been nothing like it in this country. And if you look at the percentage of the, you know, the amount of people, over 500,000 people dead, and the population at the time, too. You know, 500,000 now is, wouldn't be as much because we have 350 million people. Back then, there was probably, what, 50 million people or such? So it really, it, you know, I don't know how you can be president and have something like that happen and then be considered a hero. I'm so, you know, maybe, you know, you were the victor, but I would have rather seen a president that would have been able to negotiate his way. It's a, what is it, war is a failure of politics, right?
Yes. Well, no, war is an extension of politics by other means. Von Clausewitz.
Well, yeah, I've also heard the expression war is a failure of politics. And I think that war is a failure of politics. And Lincoln failed. So therefore, why do we honor him as such a great politician? You know, so they call him a great statesman, too. I mean, is that really a good statesman to bumble into a war that's so destructive? And yeah, the Confederacy, you know, did some... And I say this, my great-great-grandfather fought in the Civil War for the North, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's nothing, but I think that I am, to this day, I think that the Confederacy actually had a legitimate, you know, they constitutionally, they were actually right. And I had heard that they were going to put Jefferson Davis on trial, and the Supreme Court told them, don't do it, because he's going to win. You know, so anyway, that, I always thought that was interesting. They never brought Jefferson Davis to trial because he would have won and shown that his cause was constitutional. So anyway, well, here we go.
Well, if you study, if you study the amendments to the Constitution that were passed in the wake of the Civil War, you'll see fundamental changes to the Constitution that retroactively invalidated the Confederacy's argument.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm actually, my sympathies are with the Confederacy on their philosophical reasonings. I am more of a states' rights person. I think, you know, the founders thought we'd have 50 different, you know, individual laboratories of how to do things better. And
yes.
I think I get a kick when people, you know, when I criticize other states and stuff, people get mad. They, like, they, oh, you're offending the states. They take it personally when that's part of the whole reason why we should have states. Because we should make fun of states because they are mismanaged and praise states that do it right. And maybe the states that are mismanaged will listen to and watch what the well-run states do and do it. So anyway, that's just kind of the way I'm looking at it is I think, you know, it's important to see what states that are being run well and how they're doing it. So, although they're, you know, of course, I'm talking too much. I'll talk to you later, Mike. Thank you for hearing me out. This isolation and quarantine makes me talk too much. So.
Well, I know that feeling. I definitely do. Okay, we're going to switch over to Chris in FEMA Region 3. And, Chris, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break, but what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, what's going on, Mike? I wanted to talk about the South China Sea.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's called the South China Sea for a reason, right?
Yes.
Just like... the Persian Gulf is called the Persian Gulf for a reason, right?
Or the Gulf of Mexico is called the Gulf of Mexico.
I know, right? You know, but the Persian Gulf, though, I mean, so keeping the straits clear, I mean, what business do we have being there, or what business do we have being in China?
Well, we're projecting power because far from keeping the sea lanes of communication open, we're actually trying to enforce certain trade barriers. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Chris from FEMA Region 3. We're talking about China. We're talking about the sea lanes of communication. And far from this idea that the U.S. Navy is out there keeping these sea lanes open for free trade, the reality is that in the event of embargoes, the Navy will shut those sea lanes down, and that's why they want to be in places like the Persian Gulf and the Western Pacific so that they can, you know, move to interdict shipping from countries we no longer like.
No, it was – what's the name of the South China Sea? It's called the South China Sea for a reason, right?
Yes.
And then the name of the Persian Gulf, it's the Persian Gulf. So you were saying that we're projecting power there. That doesn't make any sense to me, you know. Everybody that's calling for war and all this crazy stuff. So it, none of that makes sense. Hey, Mike, did you ever hear about the bioweapon lab in Georgia?
You mean former Russian Georgia, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've been doing this stuff for years right now. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's funny. And then all these governments at the same time, they got in lockstep. Have you heard that term, lockstep?
Yes.
They got in lockstep together at the same time. They all went along with it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, so none of it makes sense. all these people that are out there calling for war and all this crazy stuff, all these governments are together at the same time, Mike. It's the New World Order. You know that, right?
Well, I know that there's a lot of groupthink and magic think going on here. And, yeah, ultimately the New World Order is going to have to declare war on countries unwilling to go along with it, which will include, unfortunately, Russia and China.
No, but I'm saying Russia, China, Iran, the United States, Israel, they all got together at the same time. They're all in it together.
I don't think Russia and China are going along with the New World Order. They want to be left alone.
I mean, maybe. That makes sense. And then, like I said, you talked about earlier the small business loans. It was called PPP,
the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah, and then none of the small business owners got it. The only ones that got it were, like, small private equity loans, like hedge fund managers, and they're all Jewish. Yeah, none of that makes sense. You know, so that just goes to show you right there who's in control, right, Mike?
Yep.
And then a doctor you talked about earlier, you know, all these doctors are coming out. They're saying that everything's a scam. And then hospitals are empty. Nothing's going on. Do you think that they have, like, GoFundMe pages that are set up?
I wouldn't really know if they have GoFundMe pages set up. But it does support the idea that, I mean, that British scientist overstated the predictions of death and everybody hit the panic button. And now...
Oh, yeah. You saw that one where, and then he left his house to go be with his mistress or whatever?
Well, she came over to his house.
Right? He knew it all along. That's cool. And then... What do you think about all the depleted uranium that's going to be spread around? I mean, that's worse than the coronavirus, right? If they have these wars.
Well, it's nasty stuff. It's nasty, nasty stuff. And they should be thinking about finding some way to clean it all up. But, you know, what we're basically doing is we're weaponizing our nuclear waste and then dropping it on other people's country to make it their problem to clean up.
That's terrible, Mike. And
yes.
Then when Trump was running for president, he said that he was going to... censor the internet to stop ISIS. And we all know what ISIS is, right? You know what ISIS stands for, right?
Well, you're probably going to say it's the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, but I have a hard time thinking that Israel would actually be that obvious.
Well, you know, Ben-Gurion talked about it, the New World Order based out of Jerusalem. The Supreme Court of Mankind. Have you ever heard about that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's crazy. So, I mean, I don't know, Mike. There's something going on here, man. What do you really think is going on, Mike? Do you think that there's a virus, or what do you think? Do you think it's just like a takeover?
Well, there's no question there's a virus. There's no question people are sick. There's no question that people have died, just not in the numbers that we were being told. And so now you have one camp that wants to inflate the figures so they don't look like they were overreacting. And then you have the other side that's saying, look, it's not that big a deal. It's time to relax all this stay-at-home orders and masks and the rest of it and let us go back about our lives. And the two factions are warring with each other visibility.
But the people that are just going to go along with it and say, we want to go back to our lives, you know, they're going to take Bill Gates' vaccine, right? They're going to take the shot just to get back to some type of normalcy, right?
Actually, polls are showing most Americans will not take that vaccine. So anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We've got more callers waiting on the line. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
If the pharmaceutical companies say they found a vaccine that will cure or prevent the coronavirus, and the government and the mass media says that they have found a vaccine that will do all this, are you going to get a vaccine shot?
No.
No? That's good. You made a comment earlier in the hour that people that are meat eaters have less depression and outlook on life. Is that what? I'm not saying it verbatim. What did you say about that?
It was basically the research showed that people who eat meat have fewer psychological problems than people who avoid meat. In other words, the vegetarians, which explains a lot of liberalism, I think, right there.
Okay. Who has the longest longevity on Earth, even by government standards, live the longest?
Well, I don't know. I've been hearing a lot about, you know, some 100 and 102 and 105-year-olds in the news lately.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember the name of the island, the most southern island in Japan. I was there 65 years ago. And they have longevity. And another small country that I can't remember the name, they have the longest longevity. Well, that you could attribute that to they are all of one ethnic group and have the same DNA and same people. But there's the Seventh-day Adventists.
Yes.
We are the longest living people on Earth. All right. Seventh-day Adventists is made up of every tribe and color and creed. So you can't say that it's an ethnicity or DNA or your makeup. So what you said is, I'll use the biblical term, ox dung. But you can't get all your information, my friend, off the idiot box.
Yes.
And then you've got to think for yourself and be able to face the things that you may be wrong about as individuals. So that is baloney. I'm 82. I haven't had been vaccinated in 60 years. In almost 6 years, I haven't even taken an aspirin. So, and I'm a vegetarian, an undisciplined one. But if I can, if I had better teeth, I'd be a vegan. So, watch where you get your information.
Well, I'm sorry if I upset you, if that story upset you, but... You know, don't kill the messenger.
Well, did my story upset you? The people with the longest longevity are Seventh-day Adventists. Of course, there's going to be callers after this. And it's not going to come especially from atheists and agnostics and seculars. It'll come from other ignorant Christians. Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, Fred. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Mike? It's not what I wanted to talk about, but I just answered this guy. I agree. Vegetarianism is healthy. Look at Tulsi Gabbard as an example of a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian, but the meat I do eat, I try to make sure it's grass-fed, free range. No hormones, no antibiotics or anything like that. And I really don't eat much meat. Most of my protein I get from fish and bean type, stuff. But anyway, what I really want to talk about is it is kind of related, I guess you could say, is yesterday, towards the end of the show, I heard, I know you don't want me mentioning names of other callers, so let's just say, this guy called from the Northeast, okay? He's from a northeastern state that borders on New York, all right? And he was talking about masks and, all this other hysterical stuff.
Gee, I wonder who that could be.
But, the fact of the matter is, it's very controversial whether wearing a mask isn't detrimental to you. I have learned a number of things, since this thing started going on, going on the net and listening to certain doctors, very good doctors too. And seems to me that, and it makes sense, that wearing a mask is very detrimental because you're breathing in, we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. And as you breathe, so instead of breathing out that carbon dioxide, you're breathing it right back in with germs on top of it. And it attacks your immune system. It's not good for your immune system. And the other thing is, a lot of these new cases they keep on reporting is, since they are doing new testing, and basically they don't even know what they're doing with the testing, because a lot of people may have a cold or may have recently had a cold, and since a cold is a coronavirus, it comes out positive. And so at the same time, most of these new cases that they're talking about, the percentage of people that are really dying or even getting sick is low, is about the same thing as flu. Those two doctors from California, Dr. Messina and Dr. Erickson, pointed that out, you know. Of course, YouTube is trying to silence them. They can't, because it's all over the place now. But, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, I don't, their agenda seems to me a Malthusian agenda. It seems to be connected with Gates. Even if you want to look at the, talking about carbon dioxide, I think it's even, you know, connected to the stupid global warming myth. The fact that, yeah. You know, they say if you breathe out carbon dioxide, you're causing global warming. And that's, by also way, that's also connected to what they say about meat. My problem with meat is not carbon dioxide. I have no, my problem with meat is I do love animals. I do have a bit of a conscience when I eat meat. But the other thing is, it's like I said, you're poisoning these animals. They're putting them together. They're feeding them genetically modified garbage, and it's very unhealthy to eat. The other thing is, what they're not talking about to the environment is how the people like Gates and Monsanto are really hurting the environment with their genetically modified garbage they put out, not just food, but they with a geoengineering as it is, which is very dangerous, I believe, for the planet. There's always, no matter what you look at, you got to look, there's always an agenda, okay? I don't know this virus. I was listening to John Rappaport earlier. He seems to think this whole thing is fake. They're just making up stuff. They're coming up with other people are dying of different things, and they're just saying it's a coronavirus. Now, I don't know if I believe whether that's true. There seems to be some kind of a virus going around there. But I do believe they've already pretty much admitted they're faking the figures. Somebody jumps out of an airplane and doesn't put on a parachute, somebody would say, if they get eaten by a shark or something, they're going to say it's coronavirus. I mean, come on. It's not, you know, this is what the kind of thing they're doing, and they're told to do it because, remember, the hospitals get money. They get, like, yes. I think something like $39,000 for every coronavirus death they report. And they get more money for putting somebody inside into a ventilator, which is horrible because they're probably murdering people doing that. No?
Yes.
That's pretty much it. It's not a matter of, you know, and people are getting hysterical about this thing. And I'll be honest with you, in the beginning, I was very scared myself. I'm kind of a hypochondriac and all that. And I said, wow, man, this sounds bad. But the more I started studying it and looking at it, the more I realized how bad, you know, that it's, you know, if you take care of your immune system, you should be all right. You exercise. One of the things, by the way, that's very detrimental is, now I just heard, I belong to Gold's Gym, now I just heard Gold's Gym has filed for bankruptcy earlier today. I hope this isn't true. But what they're doing is healthy activities like going to the gym, they say is non-essential. But they'll keep a garbage fast food place like McDonald's open and say that's essential to go eat very unhealthy, disgusting type food that'll just make you sick and lower your immune system. That they'll keep, you know, and they're keeping liquor stores open. And, of course, that's not good. So, you know, there's an agenda to them. They don't want you healthy. They want you sick. Bill Gates wants you sick. So does Fauci. They don't want you healthy. They want you waiting for their vaccine, which won't do any good because you can't cure the common cold. You can't have a vaccine for the common cold. And this virus, as they admitted, is related to the cold. The other thing is, whatever they do they come up with, you can bet is purposely going to be detrimental. They're talking about maybe, you know, John Rappaport said, and I've heard this before too, that they're talking about changing your whole genetic being. I don't know how they're going to do it, but who knows? He's a mad scientist, Mike. We got to be careful. Yeah. We got to understand who these people are. And please, folks out there, stop being hysterical, okay? Stop with the cases. Stop with the masks. Understand what's going on. Keep yourself healthy. There's no guarantees. There's no guarantees in life. I mean, you know, a lightning strike could come right down my house now and cut me in half, all right? God knows. My dog, I mean, I trust my dog with my life, but who knows? Maybe he got the he caught the rabies or something and it'll tear me apart. I mean, there is no guarantees in life. Anything can happen at any time. But the fact of the matter is, if you keep yourself healthy, you eat well, you exercise, get plenty of sunshine and fresh air, okay, chances are you're not going to get whatever this thing is. And if you do get it, you probably won't even know it, okay? That seems to be the majority of people who get it. And it's even older people like me. I'm up there. Yeah, I'm up in your age range, okay? If you take care of your immune system, you should be okay. Now, if you're 90-something years old, you might have a problem, okay? Even then, if you take care of yourself, this shouldn't affect you, okay? They don't want you healthy, folks, okay? They want you sick. They want you helpless. They want you crawling around on your belly or showing your belly, and they want you curled up in a fetal position in your house. They don't want you getting and by the way, once you do come out of the house, and if you have curled yourself up like that, now you really are susceptible not only to the coronavirus, but to a lot of other viruses and bacteria also, because your immune system is shot. And this is being explained by doctors, and it's common sense in a lot of ways, too. My late father, years ago, he used to tell me about the good germs and the bad germs, okay? You know, because I was a little kid, and especially I've understood. But it's true. You got your good germs and your bad germs. And by the way, the country's immune system is being destroyed. And you know what that immune system is? Like, it's our Constitution. And the viruses are people like Gates, Fauci, and others that are trying to destroy this country. And the Constitution, and they're stamping on the Constitution, including the Second Amendment, was probably the most important immune part of the country's immune system. And that's all I got to say, Mike. You take it easy, right? Have a good.
All right, thanks.
I hope the guy from answers it. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to let you go and switch to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Wow. I just chimed in, like, I don't know, about 20, 25 minutes ago. I haven't had a computer in two days because of some master boot record nonsense. Anyway,
yes.
The old fellow there, what was his name, Fred?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he reminds me of Sam Elliott from that movie We Were Soldiers.
Yes.
He seems to have that kind of demeanor. I like that guy. I like that. I wish he'd phone in some more. Your last caller, you know, it's fantastic. Breathing into like an N95 mask, using it to filter particulate is not particularly a bad thing. It's actually a very good thing. Obviously, you can overuse them when they start to get oversaturated inside with moisture. They're not going to work very well. But I mean, that's just the way it is, right?
Yes.
But vaccinations. I phoned in a long time ago, years and years ago, to tell you that I almost died from my MMR over 50 years ago. My older brother's autistic. When I had my first fluoride treatment, I almost died. I was literally in the hospital for a month and a half. When I had at 32, I decided to get some hay fever shots. The second and last one, the doctor hit a vein, which he admitted to with my next visit, and you know I almost had a heart attack from that because he literally went right into my bloodstream, and he had to, you know, douse me with a bunch of adrenaline all around that shot. So, you know, there's a lot of truth in a lot of things, and guys like you, with your type of show, I mean, you're not peddling toothpaste and soap for a living.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So,
but my
you really have
no
skin in the game.
In the
you're
lobby.
Not trying to peddle some hoax, you know, vaccination or anything else. People just have to be aware, you know, of what's going on around them. Just because Facebook has on their feed, which I don't use, something, it doesn't mean it's true.
No.
In fact, it's probably a lie.
Facebook has become a gatekeeper. So has YouTube. So has Google. So has Twitter. I don't use any of those anymore.
Well, they're basically peddling soap and toothpaste, really.
Yes. The government's soap and toothpaste.
You know, I mean, I Mike, you know what? I haven't had programming. When I say program, you know, like TV.
Yeah.
In almost 20 years now. Right? And the other night, I lost my computer trying to do a driver clean using an AMD utility from their website that destroyed my master boot record. So I had no computer because I didn't have a Windows 10 backup. And I was
Al, we got to take a break for commercials.
My CD collection on my Ghetto Blaster.
Okay, Al, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones to Douglas in Tennessee. Hello, Douglas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I had a couple comments about Lincoln that Joe brought up. It's one of my favorite subjects is Lincoln and the Confederate opposition. Something that people don't understand that Lincoln did, why he is not a hero, when he was losing the war, you know, we all know that he couldn't find a general to win his war. He passed an edict. He said, if you guys will go out and if my generals will go and win this war, there won't be any trials for war crimes after the war. When I first heard that, I interpreted that to mean he was not going to prosecute the South for war crimes, but he was telling his generals to go out and do that voodoo, whatever it takes, to win this war, and he wasn't going to prosecute them. There wouldn't be any prosecutions for war crimes after the war. And that's what led to what Sherman did, the rape and the pillage of the civilian populations. It was a war on, he gave them permission to go wage the war on the civilian population. And that's why he's not a hero in my book. And really, it's understandable with the civic-mindedness of the time, hyper-civic-mindedness that war brought out, that he ended up in the situation that he ended up, Lincoln, being shot and killed. It's understandable to me. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, generally the victorious side seldom sees war crime trials, but you're right. It was a very brutal war, and it was a brutal war on the civilians of the South. The reason for Lincoln's assassination, there's a lot of different theories about it, including his desire to keep the greenback in order to operate the United States government without going into debt to the bankers. When the war broke out, the bankers were willing to finance it, but at 30% interest. And Lincoln said, no, I'm not going to enslave the North to the bankers to free the slaves in the South. And he came up with the greenback, which he had the authority to do as president, and he basically funded the war that way.
One other thing about Lincoln, when he was campaigning for the presidency in the Lincoln-Douglas debates, he campaigned on the right and the responsibility of the people to stand up and cast off a tyrannical government, which seems very hypocritical when you when you look back at what ended up happening under his tutelage.
Well, you know, he's a controversial figure. I think that's all that we can say. Anyway, listen, I'm going to let you go and squeeze in one more phone call. Milton in Pennsylvania, what's on your mind?
I wanted to say, with this problem going on state by state and these governors that are doing all these draconian rules that they're making up as they go along, all right, we're all divided because people are thinking this is a Pennsylvania problem, New Jersey problem, you know, whatever the case is. And it's not. It's a whole American problem, you know?
Yes,
and
it is. You're right.
And if we rise, we got to rise together and not be divided by these states. And the question I have, okay, there's nobody in power enough to override these people. They can play this game forever, right, and keep us locked up.
They can. Milton, I got to let you go. It's the end of the program here. Please
okay.
Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to keep doing what we're doing here. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.